Very much so. It's two things, really. One is because we enjoy doing it, you know. But yeah, it's to reach new readers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also to reach each other's readers.
Yeah.
You know.
So sort of exchange, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I mean, what Matt writes and what I write are very, very different. Matt's, he writes like extreme horror. Mm-hmm. And he's found like, you know, real success in that kind of, on one hand, it's a niche market, but it's a big niche market.
Yeah.
You know, and Matt's very well known because of it. So you almost kind of think, well, is there going to be any kind of crossover with that? Because it's a kind of, I mean, I've written horror stories, but mine are more kind of, I want to creep you out and Matt will want to shock you, you know. And there's not a lot of gore in what I write, but there's a lot of gore in what Matt writes, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, and it but there's people that will like both kinds of it. So, yeah, it's just another way of branching out. I mean, my mailing list, since I started doing the audiobooks, you can see when the audiobooks come out because there was a trickle, you know, it's been a nice steady upswing of, you know, numbers going up. And then once I started doing audiobooks as well, it started going up at a higher rate. You know,
you know,
asking about strategies, any ways that you can approach a market. And again, you know, out of the podcast numbers, they're going up, but it's going up very, very slowly. But you've got to grind it out. You've absolutely got to hustle and grind. And, you know, it's funny, people, because this is now like my full-time job, people say to me about, you know, make jokes about what I work and how I work and what I do. But I feel like I'm never off work.
Mm.
You know, I feel like in many ways I do long, because most people, they get up, they go to work, and at 5 o'clock they finish. And I can't do that. I've got to, you know, my friend of mine, he'll ring me up and say, you know, he'll have a day off or whatever, because he runs his own business, and he'll ring me up and say, hey, mate, you know, I'm off today. Do you want to do something? And I said, well, you know, I've got work to do. And he'll be like, oh, just sack it off. You know, you're your own boss. And it's this idea that your work is kind of, you know what I mean? It's like, but I've still got, and here's the thing. I could just knock it off for the day and go and mess about. I absolutely could. Would I be in trouble? No problems whatsoever. But it's so easy to do that when you work for yourself. And if you're not doing that, there's somebody else that is at home doing work.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act. You know, something I really tried to focus on in the last 2 years is making time for fun. Putting, you know, but not always have the to switch that off. You know, like, okay, that's closed down now. I'm going to go and do X. I'm going to get out of the house. I'm going to go here. You know what? We're going to go here for the weekend. I've got this free time. Why the hell aren't I making the most of it? I'm going to go here for a week and go and, you know, whatever. Or if I'm going to work, one, and I don't have to be anywhere, why don't I go and work somewhere nice?